For WBHM News, I'm Janae Pierre. Even after many schools began offering in-person instruction because of the pandemic, some parents opted to keep their kids at home. Now, it's standardized testing season. Last year, the federal government waived the testing requirement, but this week, the Biden administration announced states must resume annual tests. In Alabama, there's no virtual option, so students have to test in person, and that worries some parents. WBHM's Andrew Yeager reports.
Emily Peterson says virtual school is going pretty well for her son. Each morning, her 7-year-old makes the trek from the bedroom to the now converted playroom for lessons.
We just try to make sure dressed and fed by 8 o'clock.
The Hoover mom is relieved about how the school year has gone and doesn't fear her son will be behind when he returns to the school building. But when she found out a few weeks ago standardized testing had to be done in person,
it seems silly to me. Like, I don't know how else to say that.
Peterson won't send her son for the test. She says students learning virtually are already being evaluated by their teachers through a screen. Why not the same for state tests? Plus, her family takes pandemic precautions very seriously.
We've made a lot of sacrifices, so it does seem silly to be kind of this close to the end and take any kind of risk, take any kind of chance.
I know that parents are very concerned about the health and safety of their children.
State Superintendent of Education Eric Mackey says in-person tests can be conducted safely for most students. The state does not have a system that can handle online testing and ensure there's no cheating. Mackey says even though there will be a huge asterisk by this year's data, given the COVID disruptions, educators need something to go on to see how students are doing and how to combat learning loss from the pandemic in the coming years.
It could show us any difference that's developed between students that were in-person learning versus students that were virtual versus students that might have been on a hybrid schedule. So we would like to have all that data.
There's no penalty for students who don't participate, but schools could face consequences. Test results factor into those state school letter grades and Alabama's failing schools list. On the federal level, schools with participation rates of less than 95% get docked. But U.S. Department of Education officials are offering states some flexibility on how and when students are tested. Mackey says he's optimistic state lawmakers will adjust accountability rules this year. Of course, it's up to local school districts to run the show. Cornelia Davis is testing coordinator at Parker High School in Birmingham. She says some high school students are already taking their standardized tests.
We're not putting no more than 10 students in each classroom. The teachers can open the windows to make sure there's airflow. Every child has a mask on. Every teacher has a mask on. We don't allow no more than 2 people in the restroom at a time.
Kesia Topping Chapman oversees testing for the Birmingham City Schools. She says some schools have spread out students in gyms. They're even providing gowns for situations when testing must be done one-on-one.
We're just trying to go over and above and beyond to make sure our faculty and our students and our parents feel safe.
Chapman's heard a mix of opinions, but she estimates in the end, 70 to 80% of students in the district will go through with the in-person test. Robert Sorge has a 6th grade son who's been learning virtually all year in Homewood. Sorge says he probably won't send his kid out of safety concerns, but he's also reached out to school leaders to ask how things will look on testing day, and he hasn't heard back.
Because of the situation, I mean, you have to sort of allow a little leeway, but always, you know, it'd be nice to have the information than not.
There's not much time for parents to make a final decision. High schoolers kicked off the testing season this month. Many more students will follow in March. Andrew Yeager, WBHM.